Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Mix? I know Jeff from Puyallup is. Jeff, are you there?
Hey, buddies.
Hey, what's up, Jeff? Jeff. Time for Steve to get out of the studio.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Jeff has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
So ready.
What does the abbreviation N-A stand for? Or excuse me, N/A stand for?
Not available?
No.
Wow. Pass.
Dick's Drive-In will be opening a new location in what city?
Federal Way? Kent?
No.
Everett.
Yes. What is the primary addictive chemical in cigarettes?
Nicotine.
Yeah. What member of Blind Melon died of a drug overdose?
Shannon Hoon.
Correct. How many throwing events are in a decathlon?
10.
No.
12.
No.
How many what events?
How many throwing events are in a decathlon?
Oh, let's say 5.
No. In The Jungle Book, what kind of animal is Shere Khan?
Panther.
No.
Bear.
No.
A monkey.
No. Ape. In what Midwestern state was water skiing invented?
Minnesota.
Yes. In 1996 and 2000, who was the presidential nominee for the Green Party?
Oh, shoot. 2000. Pass. I don't know.
You know what? Those were some tough questions, and you got 4 right.
I don't know where I got that the one from.
you know what? Be proud. Yeah. Here he comes.
I thought, okay, I won't say anything.
Don't say shh. Don't give it away. Steve, are you ready? Yeah, Daddy, let's go. What does the abbreviation N/A stand for?
Not available.
No.
Non-alcoholic.
No.
No A?
No. Dick's Drive-In will be opening a new location in what city?
Everett.
Yes. What is the primary addictive chemical in cigarettes?
Nicotine.
Yes. Which member of Blind Melon died of a drug overdose?
Shannon Hoon.
That's correct. How many throwing events are in a decathlon?
6.
No.
9.
Nice, but no.
4?
No. Damn. In The Jungle Book, what kind of animal is Shere Khan?
Sounds like a gorilla.
No.
Lion.
No.
Tiger.
Yes. In what Midwestern state was water skiing invented?
Chicago, Illinois.
No.
North Dakota.
No.
Ohio.
No. In 1996 and 2000, who was the presidential nominee from the Green Party?
Oh, what? Bernie Sanders.
No.
What was it? Oh. Ask the question again, sorry.
In 1996 and 2000, who was the presidential nominee for the Green Party?
Crap. What was that guy's name? Howard Dean?
No.
I'll come back to that, Pat.
Igneous, sedimentary, and metamorphic are types of what?
Rocks.
Yes. Steve, with that, you got 5 correct, and you can already hear Jeff's disappointment. That's a win. 5-4. Wow. Sorry, Jeff.
Someday I'll end this bad run.
Oh. You're sampling the best. Better than all the
rest. Better than anyone. Tell him, Tina.
The abbreviation N/A, I was looking for not applicable.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
The number of
So is it applicable or applicable?
I say applicable.
Okay, Danny agrees. It's both.
Applicable. The number of throwing events in a decathlon is only 3.
3.
The Jungle Book's Shere Khan you got eventually was a tiger, and then the Midwestern state where water skiing was invented, our friend Jeff guessed correctly, Minnesota.
Minnesota, okay. Well, they have lakes.
And the yes, they do. In 1996 and 2000, the Green Party nominee was Ralph Nader.
Ralph Nader! Yeah.
And you know your rocks, so that was pretty good.
Thank you.
And maybe Jeff will turn things around and eventually beat Migs again, in which case he would look swell wearing the new I Beat Migs t-shirt. You're on the front of the shirt.
I am.
Looking like a Dog Man character.
I am.
And our website to find it is KISW.com.
The Daily Migs Show.
ScreenRant.com is ranting again, Steve Migs.
They're angry.
I know, it's a shocker. They know, they put together this list of rock songs that they say have the best opening lines.
Okay, I love that. Kind of sucks you in, hooks
For
you
sure.
right from the get-go.
This is an example, number one on their list.
Now, they're number one, I argue, is it rock?
Well, you can't tell by the way I use my walk. I'm a woman's man. No time to talk. You see love, women walk, being kicked around since I was born.
Danny, do you know this one?
I do, but I was trying to, I'm trying to picture the beginning of the song, the intro, because like that's what it's supposed to pull you in. Is it, so it's just like the disco beat?
I think it's just the opening line just sucks you in.
Oh, okay.
They're talking more about the opening line than the intro, like the music.
Oh, okay.
So it's just like that opening line where it's like everybody knows it and they could probably keep singing the song after it because of that opening line.
I get it. I disagree with that because I don't like that song.
Okay, thanks.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Hating on the Bee Gees this early in the morning.
You need to listen. Okay. I'll save it for when Steve's not sober and I'll have this long, heartfelt conversation with you about why the Bee Gees are great. I did it to D. Ted Smith and I convinced him that the Bee Gees are actually an awesome band.
They really are.
Yeah.
So we need to put the people to the test, obviously. We're going to play the opening line, and you have to guess the artist or the song. Let's chat with Jennifer from Seattle. First off, Jennifer, who's your favorite band?
Hands down, Heart.
Heart?
Nice, good choice.
Okay, you know what? This band, artist is around that era of music, so maybe you'll be able to pick it up. I feel like you will. Are you ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
All right, here we go.
Some people call me the Space Cowboy.
Do you know that one?
Uh-huh. Space Cowboy.
Bye. Okay. Do you know who sings it?
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Steve Miller Band.
Yeah!
And it's not, it's called The Joker, but.
Some
call me the gangster of love. The gangster of love.
I love the guitar right here.
Some people call me Maurice.
Who is this again?
Steve Miller Band.
Oh, okay.
Rock music. Rock music's crankiest man.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, the pompousness of love.
Okay, okay, I'm good. Yeah.
Gavin.
I freaking love that song.
Gavin from Redmond, who is your favorite band?
The Beatles.
The Beatles.
Oh, good choice.
Well, this is definitely not the Beatles, but let's see if you can figure out who it is. I think you should be able to rather quickly.
Okay. Okay, it's Nirvana.
Yeah, yeah. And that is a great pick. I feel like, you know, Smells Like Teen Spirit, probably their most iconic song. But when it comes to, like, vocals, I think everybody knows that line.
Yes, I want you to be.
Good one. That's a good one.
Matthew from Monroe, your favorite band would be who?
Oh. Yeah, I got to pick the three that are all together. And it's Zeppelin, Guns N' Roses, and Tool.
But okay. Okay.
Had to pick one, it'd be Tool, I think.
It's a great selection.
Know. Depends on the day. I also, I'm the same way. Like, it's hard for me to say one band is absolutely my favorite. It just depends on the mood.
Yeah.
All right, are you ready?
Let's do it.
All right.
Please allow me to introduce
Rolling Stone.
Yeah.
15 for the Devil.
I still wanted to. I think I would put that as their best song ever.
It's such a great jam.
I've been around for a long, long year. Stole many a man.
Okay.
Brian from Tacoma, your favorite band, sir?
Today I'm going to go with Stone Temple Pilots.
Okay, well, you know what? This band, very popular. I think they've actually toured together.
Oh.
Not that long ago. So are you ready for yours?
I'm ready.
Here we go.
The world is a vampire.
Yes, that would be the Smashing Pumpkins.
This is that song when they do it live and he starts that opening line. You can just feel the energy of the entire room. Like, okay, S is about to go down.
I'm going to open this pit up.
I mean, he's just a rat in a cage after all.
Yeah, he is.
You got time for one more?
Yeah.
Sure. All Mason right. from Oak Harbor. Who's your favorite band?
Slayer.
Well, this is not Slayer, but let's see if you can figure it out.
Ground control.
Oh, my God.
To
major
Tom. David Blumey. Bowie.
David Bummy for some, though. All right, I have one that I want to put in your guys' hand and see if you agree with me. I feel like this should be on the list. It's not on the list, but I feel like this is one of those songs, once you hear the opening line, you're ready to rock.
Mm-hmm.
You ready?
Yeah.
I've got another confession to make.
I mean, it's no Bee Gees.
It's no Bee Gees. But rumor has it, when you hear that line, you instantly get pregnant.
Oh.
No, sorry.
Daily Migs Show.
It's time for Hook or Shook, the game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play two and possibly cost you the game.
Say good morning to Jake from Belfair, who is playing the game today. What's up, Jake?
What's up?
Let's spin this wheel and see who you're playing with. Will it be me or Migs?
All right, the wheel's spinning. Who will it land on? Currently it's on me, but it looks like it's going to make its way over to... Will it? No, oh! It stayed on me, so
it was
yeah.
Like almost right on the line,
just
Steve.
Just a hair away from being Tyron Daly, but Jake, it's you and me. Let's win these tickets.
Let's go.
All right, Jake, here is your clip.
Ooh, well, good luck to you, Jake. I believe.
Breaking Benjamin.
Yes.
Let me play the clip again for you.
Listen
really hard.
I believe that the song title is in the part that you're playing.
I will not bow.
Yeah. Honestly, if you would have just played that on any other week where we weren't giving away Breaking Benjamin tickets, I would be so stumped. But I'm like, I believe that's the band.
Well done, Jake. You've done your part.
Now
Steve
the pressure's
Migs.
On me.
Are you ready for your clip?
I don't know.
I don't ever wanna be.
Okay, yes, I am ready for it. Oh, man. So many better songs off of that record, but for some reason that became their biggest hit, and that's Under the Bridge by the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
I don't ever wanna be like
Jake?
Yeah. Awesome.
Right on, Jake. Congratulations, my friend.
Now, I'm such a music nerd, especially when I was growing up. I would just consume anything and everything, and I just loved any documentaries that were done about making of records. Have you ever seen the documentary of the making of Blood Sugar Sex Magic?
No.
It's Rick Rubin produced it. He's just Rick Rubin doing Rick Rubin things. He's just like this quirky, you know, like just this being that's a presence that's there. But like the band, they like rented out a house, and the whole – it's just a really fun watch. But then that's where I learned that the song Under the Bridge was never even meant to be a song. It was just a poem.
Really?
And Rick Rubin was like looking through Anthony Kiedis' poems, and he's like, man, this is so bad. No, he's like, he was like, we need to turn this into a song. And he's the guy, and he's the reason why he pushed them to try and do something a little bit different than their typical funky, upbeat rock music.
When has Rick Rubin ever been wrong?
Well, I mean, I think in that instance, me personally, he's very wrong, but I am wrong because it was their biggest hit.
Totally.
Daily Migs Show.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This past Saturday, we had a very strange, unplanned visit from someone. What happened was I had gone inside after doing yard work for a few hours with Brad to make us some lunch.
Okay.
And I had
so this wasn't at night.
No, this was like noon or maybe 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I have the door wide open and all of a sudden I hear one of the dogs start barking and he just goes bolting out the front door. So I go to see what's going on and a Snohomish County sheriff is pulling down our driveway.
There's this police.
And he rolls down his window and says, "Are the dogs friendly?" I'm like, "Of course. Pet them. They would love that." Yeah. And then I'm
rub
like,
their tummies.
What's going on? And he said, "We had 7 911 calls from this address."
What? Excuse me?
It's exactly what I said. Excuse me? And he said, "Yeah, we have a report of 7 911 calls coming from a cell phone at this address."
Did Barry get your phone?
That was my first thought. I had my phone in my pocket. Brad's phone was in the kitchen with me.
Okay.
Barrett was downstairs doing, you know, playing with his trucks or whatever.
Were you butt dialing it?
I don't know how this happened, Steve. Brad's phone was sitting on the counter, and I had heard it vibrating a couple times, and I noticed it was saying, like, a private number was calling. You never answer the private numbers, right?
I don't answer the numbers that I even know of the people that I want to talk to. I'm like, I have to send it a voicemail.
So I wasn't even thinking about it. Didn't touch it. Didn't pay any attention to it, really. But then I said, "Well, do you know what the number was that was calling 911? And he said, "Yeah, it was these four last numbers." Well, that was my husband's phone number.
Okay.
The last four numbers of his phone. But he was not in the house. I didn't touch his phone. Barry didn't have his phone. We even checked the outgoing calls. There was no record of any 911 calls happening from Brad's phone that day.
So was there any... Did you ever figure out what the hell happened?
No. And he's looking at me like, "Is everything okay in your home?"
Like, blink twice if you're okay,
right,
ma'am.
Because, you know, have you ever had when you make an adjustment on your phone and it says you can make emergency calls only?
Yes.
I thought maybe something like that had happened, but Brad never even had his phone on him. So there was no reason.
And Barrett wasn't, I'm not trying to lay the blame on the 5-year-old, but like, all signs point towards the child.
Brad's phone was sitting on the counter area.
He wasn't playing with it at all and just put it back there when he realized he was maybe messing up and there was some phone. But you said there was no outgoing phone calls.
There was no outgoing phone calls at all. And it was up on like a very high bar top that Barrett wouldn't have even been able to reach. So I don't know if anybody else has ever had anything like that happen. But it was weird, like phantom 911 calls from Brad's phone.
Is there any online that says that this could... No, nothing.
Nothing that I see. Maybe it was AI.
Oh.
Maybe AI was getting back at you, and because you have an Android, it was like, you know, this lady, we need to punish her.
It wasn't the actual police, it was the iPhone police.
You guys, on that note, I'm due for an upgrade.
What are you thinking? Joining the dark side?
I don't want to join the dark side. I only want to do it to shut you up. That's the only reason.
Well, then we'll find another reason to give you a hard time about it. You'll get the wrong brand of iPhone or something like that. I can't believe you got the one with only like 64 whatever storage.
I bet an iPhone would never make...
Oh, I'm sure.
Phantom phone calls to the police.
That is so did the cops say, "Oh yeah, we've had this. This has happened before"?
No. But then I pulled up Brad's phone and I'm showing him all of the missed calls that we got from like a random number and then these private calls. And he's like, "Oh yeah, that's all us." So they were trying to contact us, figuring out what was going on.
So on their caller ID, it doesn't say cops or something like that?
I don't know. Or at least like police department.
No, there was nothing like that. It was like a random 425 number and then private number. Not going to answer either of those ever.
Right.
Never.
So then he just left. Nothing,
yeah,
nothing
they just
came
left.
Of it.
But he was very nice to the dogs. And then Barrett, Barrett of course, sees that there's a police officer at our house. And he's like, you know, he was all fired up. So the officer was very nice. But we got off the hook this time, guys.
Okay, good.
It was a close call.
He didn't see all the drugs that were in your bedroom,
oh,
thankfully.
My God.
The Daily Migs Show.
Migs, you learned something new about your five-year-old, Tatum. What happened?
I thought I had at least another, like, maybe 8 years before I had to worry about this.
Uh-oh.
Tatum has a boyfriend.
Yeah! What? At school?
Yes. Of course, five-year-old boyfriends are a little bit different than, I think, you know, 15-year-old boyfriends. But I get home, and Sid's like, ask Tatum about her boyfriend. And I'm like, well, let me get my phone out and ask these questions because, you know, I can't do it just like a regular person. Wow. I got to secretly record her as I, and you can hear it's kind of adorable because, like, she gets like kind of shy about it. And I'm like, oh, boy, this is just the sign of things to come.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh. Are you guys ready?
Yes.
Wait, who was your friend at school? Who's Lucas?
Who is this Lucas kid and what does he want from you? Probably juice boxes and snacks.
A boy.
He's a boy?
Yeah.
And what? Why is Lucas your friend?
Because he's cute and I like him.
Because he's cute and you like him?
Yeah.
What makes him cute?
I don't know.
Is he nice?
Yeah.
All right, so
because
far I have
he's
no reason.
Cute.
I have no reason to be concerned. He's nice.
I had to have a talk with her about not being looks obsessed. I'm like, look at your mom. She decided to not worry about looks and look at the great person that she found when looks did not matter.
You are punching above your weight class, Steve.
Yes. Way above. So, of course, I did what any good dad would do, and I got in my car and I went to Lucas's house.
Oh!
I said, Lucas, are you prepared to pay for my child's preschool? And if you're not, this relationship's not going to work out.
Oh, no.
You know, you said she had a boyfriend, and I, for a second, thought you were going to say Dog Man.
Dog Man! Lucas better like Dog Man. You know what? I'll ask her today. Tell me more about this Lucas kid. Is he like Dog Man, or is he more of like a Captain Underpants kind of guy?
Oh, yeah. It really depends on your interests, you know?
It is funny, like how like that's her idea of what a boyfriend is because he's a boy,
yeah, and a friend,
yeah,
yeah.
And she says "boy" like Flavor Flav in Public Enemy songs, yeah. She's always like "boy," and I'm like, never stop saying it that way, please.
The Daily Migs Show.
These identical twins from Australia ended up going viral after they gave an interview. They witnessed this wild carjacking.
I think their mom got carjacked or something along those lines. Yeah.
So crazy. But in their interview, they're like completely synchronized and they're dressed the same and it's very weird. Their names are Bridget and Paula. And this is the audio if you missed it.
If it plays.
And one guy, he was up there with our mom. He went up there and he
was coming back down towards us.
And he goes, run. He's got a gun.
And at that point, we're like, okay, this is just too much. I can't handle this. This is just too much twin magic going on.
Well, big shout out to Jimmy Kimmel.
Yes.
Because he tracked him down.
Dude, I was watching his monologue. I watched it this morning and I'm just like, he got the twins on the show. And it's just, and they're wearing the exact same thing again and talking at the same time again. Would you like to hear a little bit of it?
Of course.
Well, you've caused quite a commotion with this video. When did you become aware that you had delighted the globe?
Well, when we heard from your show.
Hey, this seems like a comedy bit, but I know it's not. Do you speak in tandem on purpose?
No.
Can you open each other's iPhones with your faces?
That's a great question. I never even thought about that.
That's pretty cool.
What do you think they're going to say?
I think they're going to say yes.
Guess what? We share our phones.
Of course you share a phone.
They share the same iPhone.
That's too much.
This just keeps getting stranger.
Have you ever been to the United States?
No, we haven't been to the United States. We haven't been out of Australia.
I don't know if Australia's letting them out. They're a national treasure.
They are.
Oh, my gosh. We would love to have you here. Is there anything you'd like to see here in the United States?
What do you think they're going to say?
Oh, no. I have no idea.
What would? Okay, just like any kind of touristy thing?
Mount Rushmore.
Mount Rushmore. Okay, let's see what they said.
Yes, we would love to see the American Pelican.
The American Pelican. Now, a little context. They said that they're pelican. They save pelicans, like, you know, like animal rescue. And one of the things that they help save are pelicans.
Okay, that's pretty noble.
So actually, it is kind of a great answer.
Oh,
and
we got those. Wow, I feel like this is what The Shining would be like if they made a sequel right now.
If you've ever noticed any strange or unique behaviors from twins, maybe they dress the same, maybe they talk like those two from Australia, give us a call and tell us about it. 206-803-ROCK. Now, we do have someone on hold that wants to talk about some very famous twins that I think we're all familiar with.
Okay.
But first, let's talk to Forrest in Seattle. Forrest, tell us about some strange twin behavior you've been around.
Well, I used to play music in Seattle, and there was a band called the Fighting Machinists, and they both there was a pair of twins in there, Tim and Phil, both super awesome guys, and they both played Flying V's, and when they played guitar solos, they sounded exactly the same. Their voices sound exactly the same. They both are slim and have shaved heads, and they're really awesome guys. Do you remember them, Steve?
Oh, dude, of course. I still keep in touch with Tim, and they're in Brandi Carlile's band. They just performed with Elton John. Yeah. They've won Grammys. I mean, as far as doing odd behavior, they're just very talented, both of them, and they both have incredible singing voices and are great on the guitar. They're great dudes.
Yeah, they are. They're amazing. And the fact that their guitar soloing sounds exactly the same was just uncanny. I remember at the Sunset, you know, hearing them play. It was just like, which one's doing it?
They were one of those guys that you were constantly like, when are they going to get the success that they deserve? They were so talented. Like, their band Fighting Machinists were amazing. It was like late 90s, early 2000s, playing everywhere. You just thought, this is the band that's going to break it, and they never did. And now getting to see them on stage with Brandi Carlile and performing with Elton John. When I saw them win the Grammys, man, I had goosebumps. I was so proud of those guys.
But can you tell them apart, Steve?
I have no idea which one I'm talking to. I know his name is Tim. No, there are enough difference because of their tattoos.
Ah, nice.
And I think that's a very nice move of twins when they get different tattoos. If you got matching tattoos, that's a little weird.
Yeah, totally. Wade from Yelm, let's talk twins.
Well, good morning.
What's up, Wade?
Yeah, so when I was growing up, I haven't really known a whole lot of twins, but the Double Mint twins, the gum commercial.
Okay.
Do you remember them?
I do, yes.
Yeah, I think they had a superpower, at least, well, when you're a growing-up kid. They're kind of hot.
You're not wrong.
The magic power of the Double Mint.
And that was the moment when Wade realized he had a certain fetish. Dude, we had guys in high school. I remember one's name was Andrew. I can't remember the other guy's name. But they were the typical, like, when you think of, like, you're creating, like, a stereotypical twins, dressed the same all the time, had the exact same kind of, like, part in their hair, swoosh type of a hairstyle. They both were high school wrestlers, like, the, you know, like the grappling kind. And they did all the sports together. They did everything together. And it was just like, okay, at what point do you not do things together?
Do you know the thing about grappling, wrestling? It's totally scripted, Steve.
It is. It's everything that they did was absolutely fake. Somebody did bring up a good text at 206-803-ROCK, which I thought was pretty funny, and it just said, I knew a couple of twins that they had a game that they would play where they would swap with their wives, not a sexual way, but they would go to, like, Friendsgiving, they said, and they would pretend to be married to the other one just to see if anyone picked up on it. And they said they went the entire night, nobody picked up on it.
That's a fun game.
Until too many drinks happen, and then all of a sudden you got some explaining to do to your twin brother.
The Daily Migs Show.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.